Back in the late 1940s and early 50s, the talk along the New York Rialto was about whether Tennessee Williams could broaden his approach. Sure, the critics and others said he's written great plays, such as the ever-so-human Glass Menagerie and the stinging A Streetcar Named Desire. But can he go in other directions, take us to new places? Well, Tennessee returned fire with a play of Sicilian passion and wildness. The Rose Tattoo is a bawdy, farcical piece of slapstick. It careens wildly from the desire for sexual love to abject loneliness. It is a great mishmash of pure sex, much fun, along with overdone and overlong sidetracks. It can verge on the boring, the too much, and then bring you back with flashing comedy and finally the pure drama of salvation. Now, Second Story, a theater that's had comebacks of its own, takes on the tale. The result is a firecracker of a production, one that overcomes the Rose Tattoo's built-in wandering plot. Always an advocate of speeding, scampering production, director Ed Shea has apparently taken the advice of the playwright himself, who once wrote that the Rose Tattoo should be produced not with mere realism, but with that poetically expressive treatment of realistic detail. Shea's direction does all that and more as the large cast cuts and thrusts through the play at breakneck speed. The plot looks in on Serafina, born and raised in Louisiana, but who has lived her life in a community filled with immigrants who in their hearts are Sicilian forever. Williams, by the way, dreamed up the play after a stay in Sicily with the family of his then-partner, Frank Mirlo. A bride at 14, Serafina has lost her husband to a Machiavellian automobile accident, and she has descended into a loud and prickly depression. She's driving herself and everybody around her crazy. Her daughter, her friends, her priest cannot help her. Arrive, then, a hot, sexy young man, a truck driver like her husband. Then a shocking piece of information is also revealed. All is chaos and redemption. Ray Mancini takes on the centerpiece role of Serafina. At first, you wonder where her passion is. She seems on autopilot. But in the end, it's her good-natured portrait of a woman in the middle of a mess that wins you over, makes you care. The supporting cast is strong. Era Bohegian is a wonderful mix of concern and conniving as a suitor to Serafina, while Andrew Iacovelli chases her daughter with full-out charm. Vince Petronio is quietly strong as Serafina's priest. And then there's Dakota, the goat. Yes, there is a wild goat in this wild play. I'm not even going to try and explain her part. You just have to go see The Rose Tattoo for yourself. And hopefully you'll appreciate its strengths and be able to overlook its weaknesses. You know, that kind of makes this play seem a lot like life.